Blog Talk Radio.
Man, it's like, for me, it's just like the singing, the harmonizing, the poetry, you know what I'm saying, and the music, the beats. I be trying to put my shit together like Dolemite, man. Like, when I listen to anybody that's supposed to be like prolific, like I hear like a lot of rappers, a lot of poetry. Like DMX, he always say he was a poet, and that's how I kind of look at my writings. Like, it's poetry on beats, but man, definitely Dolemite.
Yo, welcome to Segregated Thought Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Red, man. I'm in the building, man. I know I've been off for a couple of weeks, man. You know, you have your share, your ups and downs, but you just go ahead on and you just keep on fighting a good fight because, you know, giving up is just not an option. Man, I think the beautiful part about all of this is that I was able to get on to the radio and never have to worry about nobody fucking with me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a peaceful warrior, man. I need y'all to Google a peaceful warrior. His name was Lao Tzu. And what Lao Tzu would do, he would fight mental battles. He would mentally see the battle, strategically put the battle together. Then he would go and fight the battle, and that's how his battles were won. So Lao Tzu, you know what I'm saying, I have to give big, big shout out to him because it's like, man, he was a cold, cold man. And it's like, you always have to tell yourself, what can I do differently? What can I do to make myself stand out? And one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to fight fire with fire. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna dedicate this particular episode to my grandmother, Cecil Mitchell, who she used to tell me that you have to stand up for yourself in certain instances where you feel like you're being threatened, but do it in a respectful and in a peaceful manner. And my grandmother was absolutely right about that because I always tell myself that she could make the best out of the worst situation. So, Cecil Mitchell, this one is for you. So I'm going to go around the globe with news and sports, and it's a lot going on in the world. I think that the pandemic was a fluke. I always will say that. That was just a cover-up for somebody, you know, and we probably will never know exactly what the cover-up was or why they did it to stimulate an economy or whatever the hell they call themselves doing. But it was a bunch of bullshit, and we just kind of like went with the flow. Everybody like, oh man, I did this during the pandemic, or I made this during the pandemic. I was sitting at home during the pandemic. They gave you this, and they didn't give you shit. What the fuck is all 40 acres in the mule at? This for all my minorities, especially people of color. What the fuck is my 40 acres in the mule? You know what the fuck you can do with 40 acres in a mule? Do you know what you can do with 40 acres in a fucking mule, man? You would be at the top of the fucking food chain. Trust me. You'd be at the top of the food chain. And the only reason I know that you'd be at the top of the food chain is because of the fact that the people that promised it to you, they don't give it to you because they don't want you to know what they know. This is why I tell people to go get yourself educated. You go get yourself educated, right? It's a reason behind that. When you educate yourself, the people that made the laws of the land, the people that set and made these lawmakers, and they do all this old odd-ass shit, guess what they do? They go and educate themselves first. Their forefathers helped them to write all of these rules and regulations, and if you don't know them, the first thing you're going to say is that, I don't know. And that's unacceptable. So going to go get yourself bachelor's degree, master's degree, doctoral degree, PhD, or whatever it may be, guess what? You have to know what they know, especially when it comes down to the law. A lot of people, we just ignorant to the law. And it's a lot of things that they're putting in place that you think that you win. They changed some shit as of January 1st in all of these little cities, towns, and states, and in different countries. You need to read the fine print. That's just like signing a contract and not read the fine print. When you sign a contract contractually with anybody, it's going to be this little bitty-ass writing down there with a bunch of asterisk marks down there, right? You never read that. It's like a clause. So you really don't even know exactly what it is that you may or may not be signing. I'm going to give you an example. Slavery. During slavery, they had different types of slaves. They had house niggas, field niggas, a.k.a. field hands. Then they had indentured servants. An indentured servant could work for a master for 7 years. After those 7 years were complete, the master would have to give that person or persons their freedom papers to walk, right? The same rules apply today. I'll say it again. The same rules apply today. If you are driving in your car, and you don't have a license to drive that car, you are jailed. You will be jailed until you comply. That indentured servant has to comply with somebody for 7 years before he can actually get paperwork. Therefore, if you know that you have to comply, you need to know what they know. Because these are the so-called lawmakers. All them motherfuckers that was in there signing that motherfucking Constitution of the United States in 1776 or 1774, whatever year they was doing them shits in, they were coming up with rules that would benefit them, not the people of the land. Okay? So, for future references, everybody that's on call that understands how this conglomeration of the world works, you need to be able to understand how things work. Y'all playing all of this shoot 'em up, bang, bang, and killing each other and listening to what another person is saying and doing, when in fact, these people that have probably been in the private schools, these people have been sheltered, and then when they jump off the porch, they're in their 20s and 30s, and they don't know shit, and you listening to them, and you thinking that you can go and live that life. Guess what? That's not factual. So now I'm going to take that, and I'm going to go into my sports segment. Ja Morant, come on now. The kid has went and accumulated, I don't know, $200-300 million in assets, right? Come to find out, his parents took him out of an environment that I know that he's not accustomed to and put him in a safer environment for him to go to private schooling, you know, get him to a college, and then lead him into the NBA. Then he turns around, and he thinks he's gangster. He's in the strip club. He's toting pistols. He's doing everything that we know that don't go on in the private sector of the world. Sheltered people are very, very different than people that's right out in the general public. And the only reason I can tell you this is because, hey, I was a public school kid. Public school to me was the shit. I ended up going to a private college. So guess what? Now I know what they know. I'll say that one more time. I know what they know. And when I say they, I don't mean no white man, no black man, no orange man, no purple man, no yellow man. I know what the system, so I can pass that shit on. See, a lot of times, you know, ignorance is part of the problem. You think you know everything, but you don't know everything. You can sit up here, and the number one thing that a lot of people of color, we always talk about in the music and all of that, is money, sex, drugs, and murder. That's it. You ain't trying to teach nobody about how to educate themselves. Again, in most cases, they're not trying to give you the key or the avenues to get you to that same point where they're located. And then they forget where they come from. If you know you came from a trench, And then you go up there and you go out to the Beverly Hills. We call it going to Hollywood. But you never reach back to show nobody else how you got to that point. But you can always sit and talk all your shit from Hollywood, but not from a ghetto in America. You still stuck there. Not physically, but in the mental. But, you know, it is what it is. Moving on. Let's talk about day-to-day life. You know, when you get up in the morning, a lot of people, you're scheduled. Myself, I know I'm scheduled to get up and go and perform a task every day. Or, you know, people going to school. You got people going and pursuing degrees. You got people that drivers. You got people that engineers, scientists, astronauts, whatever the case may be. In your day-to-day life, try to go and lift somebody up. Reach back for somebody. If you've been in your job for 30 years and you're doing something a certain way, you see that first-year guy that's trying to get to where you at, pick him up, help him. Don't tell him what he need and need not to be doing and badgering him and trying to stand on his neck like you the shit. Because so does the Lord give, he can take him away. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't seem to think that one day you can be at one place in your life, and the next day everything could be gone. Or one day you could have nothing, and the next day you could probably be at the top of the food chain. It's very difficult to assess that part. And I always find that out of every race and nationality that's known to man, blacks are the only people that's competing against one another in order to get to the top. You willing to rob, steal, and kill just to get notoriety. And we never ever to help one another when help is needed. Nobody should have to tell you if they need help. If somebody's crying out and they need help from you, then in your day-to-day life, you should be willing to do that. Me, I'm standoffish, but I get to say what the fuck I want to say because this is my show. This is the Segregated South Radio Show. And if you guys ever seem like you want to just tune in and listen to what I got to say, you can always call in at 515-605-9799. Again, that is area code 515-605-9799. And the reason that I do this show is because a lot of people, they just don't know. And if you don't know, you need to ask. There is no such thing as a dumb question. They used to tell us that in school when I was younger. I don't know what they're teaching the kids in school nowadays because of the technology. Technology has got a lot of people distorted. It's not what you do, it's how you go about doing it. Try not to be the same as the person that's standing next to you, to your left and to your right and to the front and the person that's standing behind you. Try to be a difference maker. Try to be an impact player, okay? It's not that difficult. Let's get down to the next segment of the show, which is music and fashion. I think that where we're at right now, the state of music is not where it needs to be. Because we're only talking about hurting each other and taking from each other and doing things to each other that you know that you probably won't do. If you make good music, you make good music. If you make trash music, you make trash music. A lot of times I tell people the stuff that you listen to can potentially get into your spirit, right? Why would you want something negative to get into your spirit because this person went to jail for killing somebody, they come back home, they drop an album, and that's all they talk about in every single song that they drop? Nothing about that makes you cold. Nothing about that makes you a lyricist. Because I was thinking to myself the other day, I'm like, man, whatever happened to the De La Souls, Tribe Called Quest, your Tupac, your Biggie, your Nas, your Jay-Z, you know, your Snoop Dogg, your Dr. Dre. It wasn't the way that they were saying it. It was the way that they were relaying it. They relayed a message to you, and all you had to do was grasp it, process it, and utilize it, right? Nowadays, somebody come out the gate telling you they're going to kill somebody, they're going to fuck your girl, they're going to shoot your man, they're going to do all of this, and this is what you're forced to listen to, right? The person that's signing these people, the management, these companies, they never, ever, ever intervene to help them evolve in the art. Because music is an art. And the pictures that you paint, you want them to be solidified as something that was poetically just phenomenal, right? I listen to, I give everybody a chance. I listen to just about every artist from top to bottom, whether it's rock and roll, hard rock, metal, rap, R&B, whatever, and I listen to them. And in most cases, people that are hurt internally, this is what they put on their track. They put their hurt and their pain on these tracks. I was just saying this the other day to somebody that the only thing that people of color understand is violence. That's it. That's the only thing that they understand is violence. Fashion segment. I'm not going to talk about nobody in the clothes no more because I've seen just about all I can see. These Europeans, they got these guys out here wearing skirts. They got them out here sagging their pants too tight, shirts ain't right. You know, and it's a travesty. It's a mess and a half. But I do have the clothing line. It will be available this week. You can check me out on Instagram. I'm going to have a link in the bio when you made a purchase. Hoodies, joggers, leggings. I'm going to do hats, wristbands, whatever the case may be. I just want more and more ideas. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it. I'm not going to tell nobody how they need to be dressing because sometimes wearing what's trending is not what's popping. You know, that's just my opinion. Y'all can have y'all own opinion, but you always can call into the show at 515-605-9799. This is the Segregated South Radio Show. We're going to jump into the next segment if I can get my shit to pull up properly. Goals and future plans. I always say goals and future plans will get you where you need to go. Goals. How many of you write down some of the things that you want to accomplish? It is a proven fact that if you write down what it is that you want to accomplish, it will come to pass. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week. It may not be a year. It may not be 2 years. But it will come. Set a goal. Set a weekly goal. Set a daily goal, set a monthly goal, set a 5 month, a 6 month, or a year goal, or a 5 year goal, or a 10 year goal, whatever the case may be, because this is what your legacy may depend upon for the people that's coming behind you. At the end of the day, my goal is to etch a legacy, and I'm doing it right now by being on this radio show. This has always been one of my goals, to be on the radio show, and not have to be dealing with all the rigmarole and all of that bullshit that somebody can say and do and worry about this person's relationship and what this person did wrong on at the Oscars. I'm not going to give a fuck about none of that. I cared about what message can I send to the masses? What message can I send to the people? You know what I'm saying? So always set a goal, and your future plans will come. You can't look forward to the future because you have no way of seeing what's coming around the corner. It's like a Mack truck, and it comes out of nowhere, and it whack your ass. You don't know. Today you might be feeling good. Tomorrow you might be laying on your deathbed. You never know. So set goals. Stay focused. Next, we're going to talk about celebrating life. I always say celebrate life because it's so short. You know, every day, somebody passes away, and it's like, man, you know, I wish I could have said this. I wish I could have said that. Tell them you love them. Call them and say, hey, I was thinking about you. I was just thinking about you, and you called me. I was asking how your mama was doing. I was asking how your daddy was doing. I was asking how your sick aunt was doing or your sick uncle or how your kids were doing. How's your home life? You know, some people, they love, but they love improperly. And some people love on the wrong people for the wrong thing. You know, and I'm at the point now, you know, I've always, in my mind, I'm happier when I don't have a lot of money in my bank account. Reason being, because you don't have to worry about nobody calling and asking you for shit. So that's the only reason they want to call and talk to you. They don't want to call and talk to you because they were just thinking about you. They don't want to call and ask you if they didn't get something. Versus just being genuine. And when you celebrate somebody's life, do it exclusively. You don't have to go out and spend $1 million. How about just stopping at Walgreens from time to time and going to go buy a postcard or buying a box of chocolates or buying a special type of soap or going to buy a pair of socks or a T-shirt or something and let somebody know that I'm thinking about you and I'm celebrating your life and I'm glad that you're here and I'm trying to embrace you. We don't get that a lot. I got that a lot because of the fact that I had grandparents and parents and aunts and uncles that they showed me love and it didn't cost a dime. Unconditional love does not cost money. You can't put a price tag on that. So when you get to certain levels in your life, you don't even think that one of these days they won't be here. I won't be able to share these thoughts with them, right? And it's a hard pill to swallow when somebody not here that you depended on to run to and talk to about things in your life that are incorrect to help you. I always be like, man, I wish grandma was here. I wish uncle was here. But they instill some stuff in me internally to keep me going. It's almost like putting fresh oil in a car or changing that transmission or putting on new brakes and rotors or changing the tires out on your car to give it longevity when you're driving it on the road. So you have to utilize the stuff that you have around you and make it whole. Another thing, too, about life is don't hate on nobody. Hate is powerful. Hating is powerful. You need haters in your life because they help prepare you. Because hate really just a form of it's just distorted love. Whenever somebody hates, oh, he got a new car, or he got a new house, or he got more money than me, or he dressed better than me, or his girl looks better than me, or that man looks better than my man, whatever the case may be, you need those type of people around because that negative energy definitely turns into a positive when they see that you don't really give a shit. Don't nobody give a shit about you hating on them. I know I don't give a fuck. People hating on Jesus. Jesus Christ, okay? Greatest man to ever walk around this son of a bitch. And guess what? They eventually had to take his life from a person that was trying to spread love. I can walk Christ-like. I really don't care what you think about me or how you feel about me or some of the errors that I have made. Because I know a lot of stuff come out of people's mouth. It's power in the tongue. There's a lot of things that get said, especially when you're trying to celebrate a life. You don't need everybody to like you either. Some people won't need everybody to like them, right? Not knowing that some people just want to be by you or just be around you to try to steal your joy, try to bring you sadness, try to bring you pain. And if you got any type of future plans and goals that you have in your life, don't share them with everybody. Because everybody don't want to see you win. Everybody don't want to see you thrive. Everybody don't want to see you shine. Everybody don't want to see you glow. And if you can recognize a person that loves you unconditionally, that's who you need to attach yourself to. I attach myself to my kids because I know them the only people that can be mad at me 1 minute and happy with me the next, and it's unconditional. We don't grind off the hate. That's why I say when I be around them, I'm at my happiest because of the fact that I know that this is the reason why I roll out of bed every day. This is the reason why I have a reason to smile. This is the reason why I have a reason to get up and go my ass to work. This is the reason why I think the way that I do. I don't have a part of my body where I just feel like I want to do something and I have to have that taken away from me. So in celebrating life, you need to have somebody to tell you that, you know, you got to make good choices. Of course, we all make bad choices, and life will never, ever tell you. They don't have, like, a reset button. They don't have an app. They don't have nothing technology. You have to go and look to the hills from where your strength comes and ask for things that constitute what's going on in your life, and then you can spread it on to somebody else. It's just that simple. I always want to appreciate you guys being on the show. You can always call in at 515-605-9799. Again, that's 515-605-9799. This is your host, Red. I just be trying to drop the most exclusive knowledge that can be dropped, because one thing that I hate the most when it comes down to being in the general public and being around people is somebody lying. Just lying. You know, if you tell one lie, you're gonna need 10 other lies to fix that one lie. And no light will come out of that. You know, we always kind of sit and I always sit and look back on my life. I think about some of the errors that I may or may not have made, but I'm still here correcting it. It's like baking a cake. When you bake a cake, there's layers to this shit. There's layers to life. You can't bake a cake the way you want to do it when it's been designed to be done a specific way. If you do wrong, wrong is definitely going to follow you. If you do right, right will follow you. And, you know, it all starts at home. A lot of people, if you don't have any home training, I'm not expecting for you to be a goat in society. You're not going to be the greatest of all time in society because of the fact you're living by your own set of rules. And then you have some people that want to live in a second childhood when it comes down to celebrating their life. They think they're doing something. Like, I think your partying days and hanging out and doing some of the stuff that you used to do, if you're not willing to change that, you're living in your second childhood, and there will be no growth. And then celebrating life, it's a lot of things that have to occur in order for you to rise. It's not going to be easy. It's harder than Chinese mathematics, trust me. I've had some ups and downs. I've had help from this person, help from that person. But see, these people don't help you because they like you or love you. They help you to talk about your ass. Most people in society, when they do something for somebody, they do it to gloat. I'm not going to do something for you that, oh, yeah, I did this for such and such. I know, because that's not what life is about. Life is about lifting up the man that's standing next to you. That's why I'm going to send a big, big shout out to my man, Icewell Bezo. He was saying that when he got that money, he went back and he reached for people who reached for him, who believed in him when he was in prison. Then he came home and he dropped that album and he got that money. He came and he helped out people. It wasn't about the finances. It was about the fact that these people, they care enough about him to get him to this level where he is prominent, famous, got the money, and now he can help you. Your help has to start with a team. If you don't have no team and you're trying to do it all the groundwork by yourself, you're going to fail. You won't be celebrating life. You'll be thinking about some whole other. But, you know, it is what it is. In closing, kings and queens, always try to stay positive in all of your endeavors. No matter what it may or may not be. Relationships, your family. Remember, family is the most important thing you got at the end of the day. Can't put a price tag on that. Every day you get a day older. Remember that part. Remember, you guys always call in to the show at 515-605-9799, especially when I'm live. It has been a pleasure and an honor. It is the Segregated South Radio Show. I am your host, Red. Peace and love and happy Sunday. See you guys next week. Peace.